Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the book of Daniel, chapter 1. And we're primarily going to focus on verse 8. But the thought for today's message is, how committed are you to the Lord? Now, in our daily routine, in our daily living, somebody asks you or presents you with the question, how committed are you to the Lord Jesus Christ? Our first impulse would be much like Peter. You know, yes, I'm committed. Lord, I'll even die for you. However, we don't learn what our true commitment is until we're tested, until we're put in a circumstance that's beyond our control, a circumstance that we can't do anything about. Then we learn how truly committed we are to our Lord. Now, if we think about here with Daniel and the three Hebrew children being Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were taken away captive. Nebuchadnezzar had come into Judah. He had overtaken Judah, and he led captives into Babylon. Now it says in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, the background of verse 8 begins where it says in verse 2, and it says, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, him being Nebuchadnezzar, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Asphanaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning, and knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now Daniel and the three Hebrew children, being Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, of the captives of Judah, they were part of the pick of the litter. They were the ones that met all this criteria that I just read. They dotted every I and crossed every T of what Nebuchadnezzar wanted. And he wanted to train them up in the ways of the Chaldeans. And in that process, he was going to, if you will, wine and dine them for 3 years with his meat and his drink, his wine. But you also have to keep in mind that everything that Daniel was accustomed to back in Judah, none of that was around him anymore. He was not familiar with anything. He did not have any family around him. He did not have any family support. Everything was unfamiliar to him. He was being told what to do, how to do it, and everything. Nothing, everything about his life had turned upside down. Now, and he being the pick of the litter, and here is Nebuchadnezzar saying, I'm going to feed you my meat. I'm going to be sure that you're well nourished, that you're well taken care of. And yes, we know that you're in an awkward situation, but you're going to be well taken care of. And in the meantime, we're going to teach you of our ways. We're going to teach you our language. We're going to teach you our customs. We're going to teach you all these things, so that at the end of this period, you will be able to stand before me and you will be approved by me to be a ruler or some kind of commander in my kingdom. But here's Daniel says, no, I'm not going to eat of the king's meat. Now, would there have been anything wrong with eating of the king's meat? We don't know for sure, but we do know that Daniel was sticking to the laws of God. He was sticking to the laws of his God, and he was not going to partake of the things of Nebuchadnezzar, if you will, of the things of this world, because he did not know whether the king's meat was according to the Jewish law, whether that meat was clean, or whether that meat had been the result of being offered to idols, or the meat of idols, which objected and violated Jewish law. So Daniel says, no, I'm not going to partake of this. And also the three Hebrew children, being Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not partake of it either. And another thing that's interesting here is we always refer to Daniel by his Hebrew name, but we always refer to the Hebrew children by their Babylonian names. But see here, it says, in verse 7, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and unto Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. Now, so see, what happens is when they're taken into captivity, they're told to drop their Hebrew names, and they're given Babylonian names or Chaldean names, if you will. So in effect, Nebuchadnezzar tried to change their identity. And see, friends, if we partake of the things of this world, we're letting the world change our identity, and we can't do that. And see, Daniel said, I will not defile myself with the things of the king, of the meat of the king, and of the wine of the king. For Daniel stayed true to his God. So what we have to do is we have to stop and ask ourselves, we have to take a step back and look ourselves in the mirror and say, how much of this world do we partake in, and we let it defile our spirits, we let it defile our nature, we let it get between us and our God, and it becomes sin, and we're partaking of the things of this world rather than the things of God. And you might say, well, Joel, I don't do that. Well, we need to really stop and think about it, and think about how much TV do we watch? How much TV is absolutely, I'm not preaching against TV, but I am preaching against what we let inundate into our minds and in our spirits by the filth that's just so subtly taught to us through the television, through the radio, through the music that we listen to, and things like that. We have to be very careful with it, or it will defile our spirits. It will defile our nature. It will drive us away from God, and we will rebel against God, and it will change our identity, our spiritual identity. It truly will. So, are we like Daniel? Daniel purposed in his heart. In other words, Daniel just didn't publicly say it. He had a heartfelt, deep conviction in his heart that he was not going to defile himself with the things of King Nebuchadnezzar. So now, we might go into church and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. But where's our heart at? How committed is our heart to the love of our Savior, who hung on a cross, shed his blood, suffered humiliation, and died for my sin and died for your sin? How committed are we in our hearts to serve him and walk in his paths of righteousness? For see, I can only personally answer that for myself, and you can only personally answer that for yourself. But we have to take a step back and look at our life and examine it and try to find out and see truly how committed are we? How much filth do we really let very subtly seek into our hearts, seek into our minds, seep into our spirits, and it defiles us? But see, the thing was, Daniel, that he not only said that I will not eat of the king's meat and drink of his wine, he didn't even want it put before him. So, which teaches us that at the very sight of evil, that we are to flee from it. But a lot of times we let that evil, we let that temptation get presented in front of us, and we let it stay there in front of us, and we don't flee from it. And sooner or later, the longer we let it sit there in front of us and tempting us, our sinful nature will fall to it. For Daniel said, I don't even want it presented to me. I don't even want it in front of me. For you bring me pulse. You bring me vegetables. You bring me these things. And just by the way, and only water to drink. That's what we will nourish ourselves with. And by the way, to test us for 10 days and see whether our countenance, see whether our appearance exceeds those of the rest of the ones that Nebuchadnezzar is trying to train. For see, in this very awkward circumstance, and yes, friends, this world is an incredibly awkward circumstance. The devil is the prince and the power of the air of this world. Friends, born again Christian, we are in an awkward situation. Are we in captivity to the degree that Daniel was? No, but yes, we are in captivity in this world, and we constantly find ourselves in awkward situations that test our commitment to our Lord and Savior. And friends, we must purpose in our heart, just like Daniel did, that we will not defile ourselves with the things of this world, that we will stay true to our Lord and Savior and walk in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake. For friends, Satan is so subtle. He can sow seeds of rebellion in us. He can sow seeds of discontentment in us. He can sow all kinds of sinful, rebellious seeds in us so subtly, so crafty, so clever that if we're not careful, we won't see it, we won't recognize it. That's why at the very appearance of evil, we are to flee. For friends, we are no match for the devil. We cannot handle it, and we must purpose in our heart that we will not defile ourselves with the things of this world. And that's the very thing Satan wants of every born-again Christian, to defile ourselves with the things of this world, that we will lose our witness, we will lose that, we will put a bushel on top of our light, the salt, we will lose its savor, we will have no influence for the cause of Christ whatsoever. And that's exactly what Satan wants. But when we find ourselves in awkward situations, that's when we're being put to the test. That's when the true nature of our heart comes to the surface. And we must understand that if we're going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ in His paths of righteousness and walk in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake, we must purpose in our heart. There must be a heart commitment, not a lip commitment, not a verbal commitment, but a purpose deep felt, deeply committed in our heart that we are going to stay committed to Him and we will not defile ourselves. And that's what Daniel did. And that's what the Hebrew children did. And after 10 days, for the prince of the eunuchs was afraid that Nebuchadnezzar would behead him if he did not feed Daniel and the three Hebrew children of the king's portion of meat and the wine. But Daniel said, put us to the test. And after 10 days, test us. And after 10 days, their appearance was more robust, if you will, than the rest of the trainees. For their God blessed them, the true and the living God blessed them for being committed, heartfelt, committed to them. And friends, God will do the same for us. For if we defile ourselves of the things of this world, we have put sin between us and God. And if we've done that, there is no communion with Him. So we have to stop and ask ourselves, how truly committed are we to our Savior? Now that's today's message. I hope something in it has been said that's a help to you. Until next week, this is Joel Martin.